Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. Today is the 16th day of December. I'm Brian. Pleasure, as always, to be here with you today as we've rounded the corner. And, this is it. Couple weeks. Half a month left in the month of December. We started reading from the book of Micah yesterday. We'll finish the book of Micah today. So chapter 5, verse 1 through 7, 20 from the New Living Translation. Mobilize. Marshal your troops. The enemy is laying siege to Jerusalem. They will strike Israel's leader in the face with a rod. But you, O Bethlehem, Ephrathah, are only a small village among all the people of Judah. Yet a ruler of Israel will come from you, one whose origins are from the distant past. The people of Israel will be abandoned to their enemies until the woman in labor gives birth. Then at last his fellow countrymen will return from exile to their own land, and he will stand to lead his flock with the Lord's strength. In the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, then his people will live there undisturbed. For he will be highly honored around the world, and he will be the source of peace. When the Assyrians invade our land and break through our defenses, we will appoint 7 rulers to watch over us, 8 princes to lead us. They will rule Assyria with drawn swords and enter the gates of the land of Nimrod. He will rescue us from the Assyrians when they pour over the borders to invade our land. Then the remnant left in Israel will take their place among the nations. They will be like dew sent by the Lord, or like rain falling on the grass, which no one can hold back and no one can restrain. The remnant left in Israel will take their place among the nations. They will be like a lion among the animals of the forest, like a strong young lion among flocks of sheep and goats, pouncing and tearing as they go, with no rescuer in sight. The people of Israel will stand up to their foes, and all their enemies will be wiped out. In that day, says the Lord, I will slaughter your horses and destroy your chariots. I will tear down your walls and demolish your defenses. I will put an end to all witchcraft, and there will be no more fortune tellers. I will destroy all your idols and sacred pillars, so you will never again worship the work of your own hands. I will abolish your idol shrines with their Asherah poles and destroy your pagan cities. I will pour out my vengeance on all the nations that refuse to obey me. Listen to what the Lord is saying. Stand up and stake your case against me. Let the mountains and hills be called to witness your complaints. And now, O mountains, listen to the Lord's complaint. He has a case against his people. He will bring charges against Israel. Oh, my people, what have I done to you? What have I done to make you tired of me? Answer me. For I brought you out of Egypt and redeemed you from slavery. I sent Moses, Aaron, and Miriam to help you. Don't you remember, my people? How King Balak of Moab tried to have you cursed, and how Balaam son of Beor blessed you instead? And remember your journey from Acacia Grove to Gilgal, when I, the Lord, did everything I could to teach you about my faithfulness? What can we bring to the Lord? What kind of offerings should we give him? Should we bow before God with offerings of yearling calves? Should we offer him thousands of rams and 10,000 rivers of olive oil? Should we sacrifice our firstborn children to pay for our sins? No. O people, the Lord has told you what is good. And this is what he requires of you. To do what is right. To love mercy. And to walk humbly with your God. Fear the Lord if you are wise. His voice calls to everyone in Jerusalem. The armies of destruction are coming. The Lord is sending them. What shall I say about the homes of the wicked, filled with treasures gained by cheating? What about the disgusting practice of measuring out grain with dishonest measures? How can I tolerate your merchants who use dishonest scales and weights? The rich among you have become wealthy through extortion and violence. Your citizens are so used to lying that their tongues can no longer tell the truth. Therefore, I will wound you. I will bring you to ruin for all your sins. You will eat but never have enough. Your hunger pains and emptiness will remain. And though you try to save your money, it will come to nothing in the end. You will save a little, but I will give it to those who conquer you. You will plant crops, but not harvest them. You will press your olives, but not get enough oil to anoint yourselves. You will trample the grapes, but get no juice to make your wine. You keep only the laws of evil King Omri. You follow only the example of wicked King Ahab. Therefore, I will make an example of you, bringing you to complete ruin. You will be treated with contempt, mocked by all who see you. How miserable I am. I feel like the fruit picker after the harvest who can find nothing to eat. Not a cluster of grapes or a single early fig can be found to satisfy my hunger. The godly people have all disappeared. Not one honest person is left on the earth. They are all murderers, setting traps even for their own brothers. Both their hands are equally skilled at doing evil. Officials and judges alike demand bribes. The people with influence get what they want, and together they scheme to twist justice. Even the best of them is like a briar. The most honest is as dangerous as a hedge of thorns. But your judgment day is coming swiftly now. Your time of punishment is here, a time of confusion. Don't trust anyone, not your best friend or even your wife. For the son despises his father. The daughter defies her mother. The daughter-in-law defies her mother-in-law. Your enemies are right in your own household. As for me, I look to the Lord for help. I wait confidently for God to save me, and my God will certainly hear me. Do not gloat over me, my enemies, for though I fall, I will rise again. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. I will be patient as the Lord punishes me, for I have sinned against him. But after that, he will take up my case and give me justice for all I have suffered from my enemies. The Lord will bring me into the light, and I will see his righteousness. Then my enemies will see that the Lord is on my side. They will be ashamed that they taunted me, saying, "So where is the Lord, that God of yours?" With my own eyes I will see their downfall. They will be trampled like mud in the streets. In that day, Israel, your cities will be rebuilt and your borders will be extended. People from many lands will come and honor you, from Assyria all the way to the towns of Egypt, from Egypt all the way to the Euphrates River, and from distant seas and mountains. But the land will become empty and desolate because of the wickedness of those who live there. O Lord, protect your people with your shepherd's staff. Lead your flock, your special possession, though they live alone in a thicket on the heights of Mount Carmel. Let them graze in the fertile pastures of Bashan and Gilead, as they did long ago. Yes, says the Lord, I will do mighty miracles for you, like those I did when I rescued you from slavery in Egypt. All the nations of the world will stand amazed at what the Lord will do for you. They will be embarrassed at their feeble power. They will cover their mouths in silent awe, deaf to everything around them, like snakes crawling from their holes. They will come out to meet the Lord our God. They will fear him greatly, trembling in terror at his presence. Where is another God like you, who pardons the guilt of the remnant, overlooking the sins of his special people? You will not stay angry with your people forever because you delight in showing unfailing love. Once again, you will have compassion on us. You will trample our sins under your feet and throw them into the depths of the ocean. You will show us your faithfulness and unfailing love, as you promised to our ancestors Abraham and Jacob long ago. Revelation 7, 1 through 17. Then I saw four angels standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds, so they did not blow on the earth or the sea or even any tree. And I saw another angel coming up from the east, carrying the seal of the living God, and he shouted to those four angels who had been given power to harm land and sea, "Wait! Don't harm the land or the sea, or the trees, until we have placed the seal of God on the foreheads of his servants." And I heard how many were marked with the seal of God. 144,000 were sealed from all the tribes of Israel. From Judah, 12,000. From Reuben, 12,000. From Gad, 12,000. From Asher, 12,000. From Naphtali, 12,000. From Manasseh, 12,000. From Simeon, 12,000. From Levi, 12,000. From Issachar, 12,000. From Zebulun, 12,000. From Joseph, 12,000. From Benjamin, 12,000. After this I saw a vast crowd, too great to count, from every nation and tribe and people and language, standing in front of the throne and before the Lamb. They were clothed in white robes and held palm branches in their hands, and they were shouting with a mighty shout, "Salvation comes from our God, who sits on the throne, and from the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living beings, and they fell before the throne with their faces to the ground and worshipped God. They sang, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength belong to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the 24 elders asked me, "Who are these who are clothed in white? Where did they come from?" And I said to him, "Sir, you are the only one who knows." Then he said to me, "These are the ones who died in the great tribulation. They have washed their robes in the blood of the Lamb and made them white. That is why they stand in front of God's throne and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will give them shelter. They will never again be hungry or thirsty. They will never be scorched by the heat of the sun. For the Lamb on the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of life-giving water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Psalm 135, 1 through 21. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise him, you who serve the Lord, you who serve in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. Celebrate his lovely name with music. For the Lord has chosen Jacob for himself, Israel for his own special treasure. I know the greatness of the Lord, that our Lord is greater than any other God. The Lord does whatever pleases him throughout all heaven and earth, and on the seas and in their depths. He causes the clouds to rise over the whole earth. He sends the lightning with the rain and releases the wind from its storehouses. He destroyed the firstborn in each Egyptian home, both people and animals. He performed miraculous signs and wonders in Egypt against Pharaoh and all his people. He struck down great nations and slaughtered mighty kings. Sihon, king of the Amorites, Og, king of Bashan, and all the kings of Canaan. He gave their land as an inheritance, a special possession to his people Israel. Your name, O Lord, endures forever. Your fame, O Lord, is known to every generation. For the Lord will give justice to his people and have compassion on his servants. The idols of the nations are merely things of silver and gold, shaped by human hands. They have mouths but cannot speak, and eyes but cannot see. They have ears but cannot hear, and noses but cannot smell. And those who make idols are just like them, as are all who trust in them. O Israel, praise the Lord. O priests, descendants of Aaron, praise the Lord. O Levites, praise the Lord. All you who fear the Lord, praise the Lord. The Lord be praised from Zion, for he lives here in Jerusalem. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 30, 5 and 6. Every word of God proves true. He is a shield to all who come to him for protection. Do not add to his words, or he may rebuke you and expose you as a liar. So we conclude this book of Micah, and I was struck just at the way people try to do things in their own strength, and the promise that that's not going to work. The promise that God's not going to let it work, that it cannot work. It's as if he has made the world so that it will not work in any other way besides the way that he has ordered it. And we try our best to buck it, to find the loopholes, to try to find the caveats, to try to find the exceptions, and flock to those places where we can say, well, I have safe refuge here. It's not really clear. So within this caveat, I can do whatever I want, but it never works. It can't work. It's not meant to work. Life is ordered by God. Shalom. Peace. The peace of God. Things ordered by God. This is what we're invited into, and yet we want it on our own terms, and it doesn't work. We're nearing the end of our revolution through the Bible, and I pray that for many of us, that's kind of clicked. But it's an ongoing thing, isn't it? It doesn't just click, and then everything from that point on changes. It's the process of sanctification. It's the daily interaction with the Bible. It's the daily taking one step forward, closer to being Christ-like, as the Holy Spirit renews our minds and heals our hearts, leading us into all truth. And so, Father, we come before you thanking you for your word. We can't thank you enough. It doesn't get old to thank you for your word, because your word doesn't get old. It rejuvenates our lives. It feeds our spirits. It renews us and orients us to you. And we love you and we thank you for it. We declare with the writer of Proverbs, every word of God proves true. You are a shield to all who come to you for protection. And we love you. Thank you for your grace and mercy in our lives. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. www.dailyaudiobible.com is the website. And, of course, lots going on around here. Until Monday, you can order from the Daily Audio Bible store anything that you want delivered for Christmas. We'll take orders after that, and we figure that we can ship through Wednesday and still, maybe not internationally, but and still get stuff to you. And speaking of international orders, we have fully switched over now, and so we can ship just a little bit more. I mean, we can ship to anywhere in the world now for roughly the same price that it costs to ship domestically and get it to you in about 4 days. I wouldn't necessarily count on that in from a Christmas perspective, because I don't know. We just switched this system over to FedEx and got a situation with them that we didn't know existed. So yeah, I'm excited about talking about that in the new year, especially with the tea. I know those of you in the UK and Australia and South Africa, those of you tea drinking folks, not that there aren't plenty of those in the United States, but we'll be able to get this stuff to you at a much more reasonable price for shipping. We've never marked up the shipping. We've just basically said, hey, this is what the shipping costs us. But anyway, so that's switched over. Of course, we've been having free shipping for anyone who orders $50 or more of physical product, not the download stuff, but physical product in the United States. And I assure you, that was my chair. $50 or more physical product in the United States and Canada, I believe, and Mexico. And $100 or more of physical product anywhere else in the world, and we'll ship it to you for free. Okay, on the passages front, and I guess we'll be on the passages front for a while now, as we lead the charge to introduce and get people, as many as we can, to come into contact not only with this community, but with the Bible itself, whether they're involved in this community or not. So we'll stay on the passages front for, well, all the way through January. And into February. But the iBook became available today. So if you are waiting for iBooks to have passages available, then it is now available as an iBook at iTunes. So I do know it's available for the Nook. I know it's available for the Kindle. I know it's available for the iBook. So I believe that covers the digital reader world. That's covered. I know that you can order the book itself from Amazon.com. I know that you can order the audiobook from iTunes and any other audiobook place, iTunes being the primary one, the primary store that delivers audiobooks to the world. But I know there are others, and I think all the major ones are now carrying the audiobook. Of course, Passages has been the number one religion and spirituality book for several days. So, that really thrills me. It's affirming as an author, for sure, because it exceeded my expectation. But that really thrills me, because I know people that listen to that book or read this book, at least if I've done my job, and I know I did my best, I know I labored and gave my best to make the Bible the hero of the story. So I think if I've done my job, you can't read the book or listen to the book and get to the end and not want to dust off your Bible. And not want to dive into something like the daily audio Bible. Not want the Bible in your life. So I am stoked, because the whole book was written for that reason, to introduce the Bible as a friend and not a manual. So keep that in your prayers. I thank you for that. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible here in this season, dailyaudiobible.com is the place to go. There's a link on the homepage. The mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And then here at the center of the month, this is when we invite the community itself to vote at Podcast Alley, write a review at iTunes, and rank the podcast there. And this is important, and I explained it in depth yesterday. You can find the direct links at dailyaudiobible.com in the resources section. It will take you less than 5 minutes to do this. And then I mentioned yesterday, while you're at it, if you've listened to or read Passages and want to go over to the Passages audiobook or the Passages iBook and leave a review there while you're at it, then people come into contact with these kinds of resources and they read other people's views of them, and it influences them whether or not they want to get involved. So if you could leave a review there too, that'd be amazing. Okay, gift the app. I have so many things I need to talk to you about. And I just go down the list. Gift the app. Yeah. So there's a banner on the homepage that says gift the app. We've been encouraging you throughout this holiday season that if you're giving like digital Christmas cards this year, virtual Christmas cards, gift the app. It's 99 cents. That 99 cents goes directly to the development of further modifications and upgrades to the app. But send it along to somebody who you would like to go through scripture with you in the coming year, or who needs it desperately, who needs community desperately, the kind of community that is the Daily Audio Bible. Gift the app. There's a link on it at the homepage. And I've been mentioning for a couple days because I think it's pretty cool. You can gift anything at iTunes. So you can gift passages at iTunes to somebody along with the app that really is crying out for understanding of God and His Word and needs community. I think I can say that with a straight face without it seeming gimmicky. I hope I can. I don't feel gimmicky in my heart because I believe in what we're doing here. I believe in it. I believe in it enough that it's become my life. And I don't know how to believe in it any more than I do. I believe that what we're doing here is something holy. Something that's never been done before. I can't believe that we as a family get to do this. So, there you go. If you have a prayer request or comment, 877-942-4253 is the number to call. And that's it for today. I love you very much. I'm Brian, and I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Merry Christmas, Daily Audio Bible family and Brian. Brian, I just want to thank you for the gift that you give us every day of the year by being able to listen to the Bible being read and to hear your prayers and interpretation and things that you perceive that God's giving you. That's a gift. Thank you for that present every day of the year. I just want to thank you for the work you've done and for how God is using you and how He's using you all over the world. For everyone in different languages and different places. So this Merry Christmas gift is given every day by you. And I just want to tell you that my name is Holly. I'm unemployed. I've lost my job this year and a few other hardships. But through it all, God has blessed me. Through it all, God's watched out for me. Through it all, God has given me provision. And even though I'm unemployed, and even though I've had some financial hardships, He has met my needs in amazing, miraculous ways. And I just want to celebrate the reason for the season. That's Jesus Christ, because I know my faith in Him has carried me through so many things and so many hardships that could have been. I just want to encourage you that if you're going through anything, remember that Mary and Joseph were facing hardships and crisis and were having to go through amazing things to get to where they could have that baby in the manger. And yet, God watched out for them, provided for them, carried them to that place, and they had that baby, and He met those needs through all the hardships, through all the struggle, and thinking that they weren't going to make it. What a gift that was. And God, our same God, will do that for you. No matter whatever anyone's going through right now, no matter what it is, God is there for you. Jesus Christ is there for you. He is the gift for you. And the reason that every day we can celebrate Christmas, really. But He's definitely the reason for the season. Since my name is Holly, I love to say, Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas. God bless you.
Hi, this is Bernadette from Minneapolis. I'm calling because I was listening to a podcast on October 18th, and I want to talk with Paul. He submitted a prayer request that came in on October 18th. It was September 28th. He said when he called in on it. But Paul, I hear what you're saying about the thoughts in your head about the Holy Spirit. I used to have those thoughts too. One of the things that the enemy always does is put thoughts into your head. Do not pay attention to those thoughts. You have the power to remove the enemy, whatever he's saying to you. What I used to do is when those thoughts would come in my head, just say the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus, because the enemy will flee every time. When you get those thoughts in your head, you say the blood of Jesus, because one of the things that the enemy is trying to do to you is exactly what you're saying is being done. He's trying to depress you. He's trying to make you feel or wish that you were never born again. Don't do that. Don't go down that road that the enemy is trying to take you down. When he talks to you, you talk back to him. You say the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, and watch how fast he flees. And if you have to say the blood of Jesus in your mind all day long, do that. Because Jesus loves you. And Satan is always trying to kill, steal, and destroy. Brian, I want to thank you for this podcast, the Daily Audio Bible. I love the community. And everyone, I'm praying for you as well as I know you guys pray for me and my family. Thank you. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Hi, Brian. Back at Daily Audio Bible. This is Sandra. I'm calling for my friend Raphael. And just prayers for Raphael as he makes it through this holiday season. He suffers the loss. Brothers within the last 12 months, and obviously that loss is magnified during this time period, and he is a brother in Christ, of course, like me, awesomely to your ministry, which has been a blessing. So I just ask for prayers for Raphael during his holiday season and every day as he comes to continue grief for the loss of his brothers. Praise the Lord, and thank you so much for your ministry, Brian and your team. Thank you. This is Sandra. And my number is 703-901-7507. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Annabelle, and I'm calling from Leeds in the UK. I've been listening to the Daily Audio Bible for, must be 3 years now. First-time caller for a prayer request. Just ringing to ask the family to raise some a prayer up for me. It's just feel totally lost, you know, and it's like I've just got stuff coming in from left field, literally from nowhere, and it's all spiritual, and because I cannot understand it, I can't, there's nothing I can do, so I'm just calling to ask my family for the help of a prayer. Thank you.
Hi, my name is James Wells from Lakeland, Florida. I have a prayer request for Lori O'Connor Buzel. She's like a second mom to me. I've known her since I was a teenager. And she's been diagnosed with lung cancer. And I would just like to lift her up for her strength. Lord, and it's your will that you cure her of the cancer, that your will be done, Lord. But I just pray for strength for her and her family as they go through deciding what treatments are going to be and just getting through the process. Thank you, DAB family.